Lindsay, when she was leading songs tonight, she started with that. The first song she sung there, can't think of the name, it's already flown the coop, but I got hung up on awesome there. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, or Jesus' blood and righteousness. Well, as she was singing that, there's a part in that song where it talks about sinking sand. How many's ever seen sinking sand? Or like quicksand? Now, if you've ever looked up a YouTube video on quicksand, there's people that have actually went and videoed and tried sticking stuff in there, and sometimes it's almost impossible to get something retrieved. There was a spot in a piece of land that I grew up on that was very sandy, and it looked like it was dry. But you could walk out on it, and you would make it about 5 or 6 feet from where the gravel was out into this sandy spot, and you would begin to sink. And the farthest I ever sunk up to was probably my kneecap before I was hollering for help. And it would look dry. And what was crazy is you would get back out of it, and it was just a matter of time, and the hole that was there would settle back in. It's a place where they had set up zinc and lead from around that area. And it was a place they had set up where they were cleaning their machinery and stuff in that spot, and they had dug it out. Well, they had been using sand, and I don't know how deep the sand was, but it somehow held moisture. And I'll never forget taking the truck trying to drive through there because it looked dry, and I thought, well, won't get stuck. It got stuck, Brother Rick. And I was trying to go fast. But that song, I begin to think about you know, something in my life where it begins, you begin to go across something, and all of a sudden it begins to consume you. And if we don't call out for help, if I would not have went and got help to get that truck out, or if I had not have called for help to try and get my leg out of there, I probably would have left behind my boot. But the thing of it is, it's just like stepping in mud. There's things in this life. I'm going somewhere with this, if you were wondering. There are things in this life that we get into. And if we do not begin to call out for help, if we don't begin to find that our voice, amen, when we begin to speak forth and call for help, that we usually find that assistance comes, that victory comes, that we are able to get out of the situation that we're in because we called for help. And I remember being, I was probably Michael's age, and I was over at my grandma and grandpa's house right after church one night. And there was some folks right across the street that we had been inviting to church for a number of years, and didn't seem like they were ever going to come. And all I remember is we were coming out from church one night, and I remember hearing the neighbor hollering and saying, "Help! Somebody help!" And he had the car up on a set of jacks, and the jacks had fallen off. And he was underneath the vehicle, and he was not a small man. And he was stuck. But we went and assisted him, because he called out for help. We've got to begin to find out what is going to bring forth our help. We find that there is a universal, a word that is universal, that all languages know. And that simple word is hallelujah. We all know that everyone understands what that word means. It simply means praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We can find that our help, amen, comes from Jesus Christ. Amen. From heaven's throne room. Whenever we get in a position, in a place, if there is nothing going right and nothing that's going our way, if we can simply just lift up our voice and praise to God, He will show Himself in our, amen, in the position that we're in. He will reveal Himself to us. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 16. Sister Lindsay, would you mind refilling that glass for me, please? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 16. When you have it, if you would, please stand. I guess I should have testified and I wouldn't have used up so much time in opening. Amen. I'll have to just cut it down in the end. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. Amen. We was waiting on you, Sister Pepper. Amen. And it says, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel." Thank you very much. "With the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first." I want us to look at something very interesting here before I continue reading. But He comes with a shout. Not only with a shout, but with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God. He comes with several things. Not only does He come with these three things, but we find, I'll get to that in just a second. Amen. I've got to try and stay here or I'll keep you all standing. We find in verse number 17, it says, "Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them." We find right here that He's not coming alone. It says, "with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Verse 18, amen, says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Amen. What I want us to realize here for a second, that there comes forth a shout, amen, that the Lord Himself shall come forth and make a shout, that the whole earth will realize what He is saying. We find that the universal word that does not change, amen, from language to language, it does not have a barrier there, is hallelujah. So why else should we figure that it should be any other word that would come forth? Because we find that when Jesus Christ, whenever He was risen from the dead, there was also others that was risen with Him. And that men and women seen them. Amen. That there was a showing of the people that had passed, that the loved ones, amen, were able to see, because Jesus Christ had raised them up from the dead. We find that whenever He comes in a cloud, that there's going to be a shout, amen, with a voice that we are all going to recognize. Amen. It's going to be the power of God that is inside of us whenever He brings forth and calls His children. That's going to cause us to lose, amen, grip of this earth and begin to climb towards glory. Amen. And other men and women are going to be able to see what is happening. Amen. We've seen a lot of different films about when the world is coming to an end and when the rapture happens. You know, it just shows all this chaos. There will be chaos, but before there's chaos, they're going to hear the voice of God and realize what they have missed out on. We've got to begin to be prepared, amen, when we're out in the world that we live in, that we're bringing forth and letting them know what the voice of God will sound like. Amen. Do they hear you praising God, or are you constantly complaining? We find in Revelation chapter 19, I'm fixing to pray and you can be seated. I just want to read this quick portion of scripture. "And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God." Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the opportunity, God, to come into Your house. I pray, God, that You would minister to each and every one of us, God, that You would encourage our hearts, challenge us, God, that we would grow. God, that we would be more like You. God, I pray that You would just begin to flow, God, Lord, through me, God, into this sanctuary. I pray, God, that You would draw us, Lord, to these altars tonight. God, that we'd be encouraged and challenged, God, that we might be more, God, have more of You, Lord God, when we leave than whence we came. In Your name we pray. Amen. Thank You for standing at length here tonight. Amen. It excites me when you're standing and I get to preach for a little bit, because then I feel like everybody's right there with me. Amen. I don't know if it's, you get a few more amens because you're ready to sit down, or because it's actually good. Amen. Amen. What we find here in Revelations, "And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. We find here that we can look this word up in the Greek, and it brings forth this definition that praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. We've got to begin to realize, amen, what kind of a weapon that we carry within us. Amen, our shout, amen, the voice, amen, our voices, amen, that we carry around with us each and every day. We can either bring forth positive influence, amen, or negative. Amen, I have noticed that in the work field that I am in, I've got to keep stating something positive to keep the guys pumped up sometimes. Because guess what? Things in their own personal life might not be going well. So we've got to begin to present a positive area. Amen. A positive atmosphere. What other way can we begin to create a positive atmosphere than by making the statement, hallelujah. Because it begins, whenever you say that with me tonight. Hallelujah. 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 It begins to kind of bring forth something, amen, inside of you. It begins to draw something out that is within. It begins to, because we're glorifying God. Whenever we begin to lift up His name, amen, and tell Him, Lord, hallelujah, I praise ye, the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God, for your goodness. We begin to find that His attention is drawn to us, amen, in earth. And He begins to pour out a blessing, amen, whether it be encouragement, amen, or strength for the day. I find that when I opened up my Bible this morning, amen, I did not want to start my day. I wasn't excited about the day. But as I begin to read God's Word, it began to pour something inside of me. Because I begin to pour out a hallelujah, amen, to Jesus Christ Himself. And pour out a hallelujah, amen, on the day that I was, amen, going forth into. If we'll begin to draw and pull out all the stops, take all the roadblocks that's in our life and begin to throw them to the wayside and begin to allow, amen, our voice to be used, amen, in a positive way. Amen, we can get on, amen, social media and we can always find somebody talking about something negative. Amen, you'll find 10 negative things to one positive if you're lucky. I don't know about you, but I've been listening to the radio. It don't matter what station I turn it on. They come forth with a news broadcast of what's going on in the White House. What's happening with the Supreme Court judge that they're trying to get put in position. It's all negative. If you, amen, watch the news. The first 5 minutes of whatever you may watch is going to talk about the five worst scenarios and cases. Amen. Whether it be murder, thieving, robbery going on in Tulsa, your local community. We don't find that we can't find that in the places that we go that there's always positive reinforcement. Amen. For your lifestyle. Amen. But we've got to begin to bring that to the table. Amen. We find David, whenever he brought Mephibosheth into his house, amen, he was lame. Amen. He could not walk. But we find that when he placed him in a position where no one else could know what was wrong with him, but he sat at this king's table and began to say good things about what the king had done for him. Amen. Because of what Jonathan, amen, had said to David. Amen. It began to bring forth, amen, a positive atmosphere. Amen. We've got to begin to bring that into the house of God. Begin to leave, amen, our things off to the side, as Sister Lindsay was talking about in song service. We can't bring two idols to worship and try and worship God and still have our day on our mind. We've got to begin to, amen, purge the things inside of our life, separate them out, and allow Him to do a mighty work. Amen. We find down in Acts, Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Amen. They had just came from a place of being beating. Amen. Being beaten. Amen. For talking about God's goodness. Amen. Preaching God's word. Talking about how Jesus Christ healed the blind. Amen. Raised the dead. Amen. And brought life to those that had no hope. Amen. We find that they get put in a position. Amen. Of destruction. Amen. That was unjust. They did not deserve, but yet they served. Amen. They did it in love. We find that in this position that they were in, that they began to sing praises unto God. And they began to pray. What were they doing? They were giving God the glory and the honor that was, amen, that He deserved. You can either rejoice in His glory, or you can wallow in your self-pity. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to shout hallelujah. Amen. For what He's done for me. Amen. What He's done in the past. What He's doing right now in Calvary Lighthouse Church. Amen. What He's going to be doing this week. Amen. What He's doing in each and every one of us. We begin to grab a hold of our armor, amen, that God has provided for us. We've got to begin to put it on. And we've got to begin to use what He has given us. We've got to begin to use our voice. Hallelujah. We find that Stephen, in the midst of him being stoned, amen, that he began to glorify God and tell, amen, and pray to Him and say, Lord, don't hold this against them. He began to show forth, amen, love, mercy, and kindness, even in the midst of men and women, amen, stoning him, amen, amen, taking his life. We find that he looks towards heaven because of what he was saying, amen, to those men and women that were around there. Then he looked up into heaven and he seen Jesus Christ, amen, standing at the right hand of the Father, not sitting, because he was willing, amen, to give all. Amen. He was willing, amen, in his last breath, amen, to stand forth and say hallelujah for what God has done for me. Amen. Hallelujah, how He has brought me out. Hallelujah, I'm able to see, amen, at this day, amen, the garments that was thrown at a man named Saul's feet is going to do great things for God. I don't know about you here tonight, amen, but I came, amen, to shout, amen, hallelujah. I came to bring forth praise that, amen, that God was worthy of, whether I felt like it or not. Amen. I'm thankful for the Lord tonight. Amen. We've got to begin to grab a hold of what He has put inside of each and every one of us. Amen. We find here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. That the excellency of the power of God, or the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, amen, church, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. In the midst of the crumbling around about us, we're able to stand on our two feet, amen, with our Bible in our hand and say, I serve a God, amen, that works in impossibilities. Amen. It doesn't matter what the, amen, roadblock may be. It doesn't matter, amen, what it may appear like, whether it comes in the form of cancer, amen, whether it comes in the form, amen, of bad news, amen, or someone passing away. We've got to begin to grab a hold of what God has done for us. Begin to bring forth our hallelujah shout. Yet once again, amen, I can remember being at my grandfather's funeral, and as different family members were up singing, amen, there was family members that were unable to sit in their seats. Amen. But they had to stand and worship God, go around each other, loving on each other's neck. Amen. Crying and saying how good God had been to them. It had nothing to do with the man that had just passed, but it had everything to do, amen, whose God, amen, that man served. Amen. We begin to grab a hold of those things. Amen. We can be an unstoppable force. Amen. Amen. The devil will come against us at every turn, but at every turn I can stand. man and say, guess what, devil? Hallelujah. I can praise him and you can't. Amen. We can ever turn. We can say, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Because he's given me life. Amen. I know what your end is, and it's not life. Amen. We can begin to look. Amen. We were created to replace, amen, the position that Satan had filled. Amen. We can self-willingly stand, bring forth music. Amen. And begin to sing a song, which is what he was created for. Amen. We can do it in power and in might and in the strength of God himself through the Holy Ghost and begin to break forth down barriers. Amen. That this world has begun to build up. Amen. And begin to see victories wrought. Hallelujah. He was created to bring forth worship. Amen. We were created, amen, to have that relationship with God himself. We find that Adam and Eve had that relationship. Amen. That on every evening, amen, here, come up here and help me, Michael. Every evening, God himself would come and would walk, amen, with him. Amen. And they would commune with each other. We find that every night that God would himself, amen, looking forward towards, amen, that opportunity. Amen. We find that at one point in time, man thought they could do it themselves and said, I'm going to glory in my own way and cause separation from God. We find all through the ages, we can read through the Word of God and we can find different men and women, amen, that God was able to rest upon because they had a desire to walk with God. We can find Enoch, Brother Larry. Lord, if I could just walk half as close, a quarter as close as someone like that. But we've got, if we want to experience what they, amen, what they had, we've got to begin to be willing to worship God in the same capacity that they did. We find the story of Martin Luther, that the devil came and visited him, and I've read this story before. I'm just going to paraphrase it tonight. We find that he was visited by the devil and he began to tell him of all the sins that he had committed, all the wrongdoing that he had done. We find in the midst of all of that, I didn't get that scripture written over here. Give me just 1 second. In the midst of all of that, he began to be a little bit discouraged because of all the things that he had done. The devil just kept trying to discourage him, keep him from trying to change the course of the church, to change the course of Christianity. He said, and he said, Luther, you have no right trying to reform the church because of these things that you have done. They're here in black and white. And he made this simple statement. He said, Satan, would you mind, he'd been writing all of his sins, would you mind writing this on the bottom? He said, you're right. You're right, Satan. I don't. But I want you to pin these words on the bottom of the slate here. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7. The latter part of that verse, and it reads this, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if I would have, if this is just in my imagination, we don't have no recollection of this, but it just excited me when I read this. I was thinking about that scripture. And at that point, he could have simply stated this. He said, and hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever. Amen. He began to bring forth, amen, God's glory. Amen. His mighty acts and his wonderful works. Amen. And he began to bring forth, amen, and tell forth what God had done in his life. Amen. The sins that I once had, guess what, devil? They're gone because of what he did for me. And now that I have a voice that you used to have, I can praise God and bring forth deliverance into my situation. Amen. Get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Have no rule and no power over me no more. that can only have, will have a desire to bring forth our weapon. Our weapon of His. Amen. Our weapon of His destruction. Amen. I'm fixing to close. I've not even touched hardly all of this that I want to, but I feel the Lord drawing on my hearts here tonight. I want us to realize, amen, I'm going to read a couple more scriptures. Sister Lindsay, if you'd start getting ready for, come back to the piano. Psalms chapter 24 and verse number 7 makes this statement. It says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Hallelujah. Oh, who is this King of glory? Oh, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Take a moment. Ponder. Shout. Hallelujah. Begin to realize something. That God has done something for you. And He's trying to do it in you. If we'll just grab a hold. Amen. Of the weapon. Amen. And begin to use it tonight. Hallelujah. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Amen. If you're tired, amen, you're downcast, it seems like life situation, amen, has you fallen on the floor, I want to challenge you, just look up. Lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. The Lord Himself, amen, is going to ascend with a shout. Here tonight, let's stand, church. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Even the youngest here tonight can say hallelujah. Because whenever you begin to bring light into a place that is filled with darkness, guess what has to dissipate? Darkness. Amen. It doesn't matter what life is thrown at you, what the devil's trying to bring against your family. Amen. Or your health, your body. Amen. We got to begin to look at what God has done. Amen. In the past, what He's doing right now, and what He's promised for tomorrow. He's promised that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. He's promised that He's going to be there. Amen. At the midnight cry. Amen. When Paul and Silas was in pain. Amen. In sickness. Amen. Went through Paul's body when that snake bit him. Amen. He simply just shook it off. Amen. And said, hallelujah. I believe God. As she begins to play, church, let's come around these altars here tonight. The Holy Ghost is waiting, amen, on you to bring forth, amen, the thing that is upon your heart so that He can begin to work miraculously in it. Amen. He's saying, bring forth your hallelujah. Bring forth your problem and your pain and just simply claim, praise ye the Lord over this situation.